Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hadith on the virtues of spending. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there are balconies in Jannah which appear to be built of glass. Everything in them can be seen from outside, and the outer scene is clearly visible from the inside. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked as to who will occupy them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who speak nicely to people, who feed others while themselves they continuously fast, and offer the Hajj Salah at night when others are asleep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are balconies in Jannah which appear to be built of glass. Everything in them can be seen from the outside, and the outer scene can be clearly visible from inside. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will occupy them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who speak nicely to people, who feed others while themselves continuously fast, and offer tahajjud salah at night when others are asleep. Note, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala says that he had not embraced Islam when he heard the news that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had migrated to Medina Sharif. He went at once to him, and on seeing the auspicious face, he said to himself that such a blessed countenance could not be of that of a liar. When he reached there, the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was, O people, exchange greetings of salam with each other, feed the needy, be kind to the blood relations, and pray during the night when all others are asleep. You will safely and peacefully enter Jannah. Another place, the same subject has been mentioned, that they feed the poor, the orphans, and the convicts, and they say, we feed you for the sake of Allah without asking for any return or thanks from you. One hadith has it that when a person gives his brother a food and drink to his satisfaction, Allah Ta'ala creates 7 moats between him and Jahannam. Each one of which is wide as a distance to be covered in 700 years. Another hadith says that Allah Ta'ala treats all his creation as a family, and whoever provides most benefits to his family is the most loved by him. Another hadith says that every good deed counts as sadaqah, such as meeting a person, smiling, or sharing a pail of water with a neighbor. To have a smiling face during conversation instead of being peevish is definitely a good deed. A smiling look towards a brother is by no means a trivial thing, says a hadith, while no favor, however small, is to be considered insignificant. And every small good deed amounts to sadaqah. Similarly, to help someone who has lost his way, or to tell someone to do a good act, or to restrain him from a bad one, amounts to giving sadaqah. And the same is the case with removing a thorn or a harmful object from the pathway, or to share a pail of water with someone. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and the ability to practice. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.